From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, and welcome once again to this Friday edition. What a joy it is to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we have been conducting a very practical study, and that is true faith that pleases God. Our passage of Scripture for the foundation of our study has been Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, and I trust that you've been with us throughout the course of the week, because understanding faith is so very important to the Christian life. And if you've missed any one of the programs, I'd encourage you to contact us so that if you would request it, we can send you the notes and the outlines and even a recording of the broadcast. In fact, if you've even listened throughout the course of the week, you've been here for every radio broadcast, I would encourage you to at least contact us for the notes so that you can study this concept of true biblical faith on your own. But allow me, if I may, once again, just to read the first six verses of Hebrews chapter 11 with you, because these verses not only lay the foundation for faith, but have laid the foundation for our study this week. And there we find the Word of God says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God." And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, verse 6 of Hebrews 11. "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, we've explained that verse thoroughly throughout the course of this week, and so I'm not going to be talking about it again. But our study this week has been based on a threefold aspect. Number one, we looked at the biblical description of faith. We looked at the biblical definition of faith. And yesterday, we looked at the biblical distinctives of faith. But now that we've conducted that study, I think there's an important question we need to ask and answer from the biblical perspective. And that is, how is true faith that pleases God developed? It's one thing to understand what faith is all about. It's one thing to be able to describe faith, to define faith, to look at the distinctives of true faith. But how do we develop, or may I say it more correctly, how is biblical faith developed in our lives? Well, there are three facts I want to share with you today. First of all, we need to recognize that true faith is a gift of God. That always amazes me. The true faith is not something that we need to strum up in and of ourselves. In fact, we could never strum up faith within ourselves. It is a gift of God. In the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 3, it says this, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." Think about that. God has dealt to every man, every person, the measure of faith. That word measure means portion or a degree. In other words, we do not build faith by ourselves. We do not come up with a formula to establish faith by ourselves. But it is something that God gives us and gives us a seed of that faith in our lives in order that that faith might grow and develop by following biblical principles. You see, you and I could never come up with the faith that we need to trust Christ as Savior. You and I could never come up with the faith that we need to serve the Lord or to be set apart unto Him or to be sustained by Him. It is God who puts that seed of faith in our heart. Which leads us to the second point concerning how true faith is developed. Number one, it is a gift of God. But secondly, true faith is developed through hearing the Word of God. Through hearing the Word of God. Yes, God puts that seed of faith in our hearts, as it were. But over in the book of Romans and in the 10th chapter, we find these words in verse 17, where it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Sure, God puts that seed of faith in our hearts. But if our faith is going to grow and become biblical and become genuine, we need to hear the Word of God. We need to hear the Word of God. We need to hear the Word of God. You say, how do I do that, Pastor Gary? Well, number one, by what you're doing right now. You're listening to the radio. Number two, by going to church and having and sitting under a good Sunday school teacher or a good pastor who teaches the Word of God. Number three, by getting recordings of great sermons and listen to them. Or even, listen to this, even just by listening to the Word of God being read. Alexander Scorby, many years ago, read through the entirety of the Word of God and recorded it. And what a blessing it is to be able to just sit and listen to him read. And so you see, faith is developed, number one, as a gift of God. Secondly, through hearing the Word of God. But then thirdly, true faith grows by obeying the Word of God. Yes, God plants that seed in us. Yes, faith grows, as it were, or is developed in our lives as we hear the Word of God, but then true faith really does grow deeply when we obey the Word of God. You know, back in the book of James chapter 1, we find this is brought out for us very clearly, beginning with verse 22, where it says, "But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass," that is, in a mirror. "For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Yes, faith is planted in us as a gift of God. Faith is developed by hearing the Word of God. But then faith is grounded in a deeper fashion and grows in our life when we obey the Word of God. It's one thing to hear the Word of God. It's another thing to obey the Word of God. And as we obey the Word of God, each act of obedience is one more step in building in our lives a faith that will enable us to see God do things beyond our imagination. And so you see, if we want to have the kind of faith that pleases God, we must be in the Word of God. We must study the Word of God. We must memorize the Word of God. We must allow the Word of God to dwell in us richly. Again, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." Let me end the study this week by asking you three questions. Number one, who do you trust for the issues of life? Do you have faith in society? Do you have faith in your income? Do you have faith in your education? Who do you trust for the issues of life? Number two, who do you depend upon for the daily course of life? Every day, when you get up in the morning to begin a new day, who do you depend upon? Other people? Your family? Your teachers? The third question, where do you place your confidence in the storms of life? Do you place your confidence in what the doctor says when you have a physical problem, or what the mechanic says when your car has broken down? These are three important questions. Who do you trust for the issues of life? Who do you depend upon in the daily course of life? And where do you place your confidence in the storms of life? If you really want to please God, the answer to that, those three questions, really, is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And even in the stronger sense, Romans chapter 14 and verse 23 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And so, as we draw this series of broadcasts to a close, I encourage you to take a look at your life. Have you, through faith, trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, why don't you call upon His name and ask Him to save you today, and He will. And then contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But then, as a Christian, are you growing in your faith? I trust that you are, because that's what pleases God. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today and this week. Now, don't forget to go to church on Sunday, and then join us once again Monday for another edition of the Living Truth radio broadcast that comes to you from the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Until Monday, I'm Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.